Previously on Star Snakes.
Find an article from about 3 weeks ago, which indicates that the nobleman that has control of the noble estate, Telmund Omar, is planning to celebrate his 75th birthday very soon. So most of the planet is, you know, welcoming and celebrating his 75th birthday.
You know what the birthday party of a 75-year-old needs? Drugs.
Come into a man's house, put him on a worm, break his back, give him drugs.
Hmm. And then sell the rest of them.
That's 101.
So, regardless of the fact that you've got a current dose of a year, you probably still want some more laying around just in case, wouldn't you? We've got three here, and I can sell three of you for a breezy price of 30k.
Well, we will start this session off from the morning after the wild party that you guys had. Now, just to bring Philip up to speed, he clearly had one too many drinks quite early on in the night and passed out along with Mool as well, who still hasn't woken up from his slumber. So he's still sort of resting around. Now, Philip, what you missed essentially was there was a bit of a fight in a bit of a ring that was set up in the actual sort of courtyard of the nobleman's estate. There was like essentially became a 2-on-2 between Bradley and Wade and a couple of the sort of fighters that the nobleman had sort of picked out to fight. They all got drugged up very heavily, which then brought them crashing down a couple of minutes later because the drugs were so powerful. But they managed to win the fight. While this was happening, Jaxa and Phoenix actually were able to free the sandworm or the Sakor now that the its usefulness had been used up.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to smuggle it out of the noble estate, thankfully, and freed it into the wild sand abyss, which is good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and that's what you've missed so far.
All right. So when it was when the fight went down, to clarify a bit of plot details, was that like a Colosseum fight taking all challenges, or did someone wrong someone?
Oh, it was like a fighting ring sort of thing. So entertainment. So
it was a party game.
Party game, okay.
Pretty much.
So
it wasn't like, screw you, Mr. Nobleman. it wasn't anything like that. Excellent.
We impressed the nobleman very much.
We impressed the nobleman.
We sold the drugs to him,
I think, in the end. Correct.
And a saying Sol stole some stuff. While no one was looking.
Very true. Snuck into the safe.
Not a good party without some theft.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so continuing on. The rest of you, after sort of having a successful celebration or passed out from drinks or having taken very, very, very powerful drugs, you all wake up sort of, scattered around sort of the noble estate. Some of you went in, there were a couple of sort of spare bedrooms in this big estate that were provided for guests staying overnight. A couple of you just sort of slept on the lawn. There was a sort of a buffet kitchen area that a couple of people just ended up in, just one of those parties where people just randomly end up in weird areas. Someone for some reason slept in like a puddle of mud, but...
Sat in the bathtubs,
yeah,
in the lounge.
It's what happens. And you all sort of wake up and collectively sort of, come back together after that as well, just to try to sort of regroup, so to speak. As you're regrouping, you recognize the servant who you actually spoke with originally over the sort of the land link phone. Sort of brings you together and he says, "Ah, good, I can see that you're all awake. Mr. Omar wishes to speak with you."
Of course. Where is he?
He's in his den in the estate. Please come with me.
All right.
And he ushers you along.
Will breakfast be provided to us?
I'm sure that can be arranged.
Yes, please do. Because me and Bradley, we crashed out hard. We need something to eat.
I did notice it was quite an interesting fight.
Say that again.
No, but please.
I don't remember much of it, to be honest.
It did happen very, very quickly. They were moving quite fast. but yes, please, I'll take you to Nobleman Amar, and I will see if I can prepare some food for you. He walks you through a couple of sort of different hallways. Saying you actually recognize the hallway that you walk through was the one that you stole a few things on. You actually recognize there are a few sort of just empty spots. You know, there's a little bit sort of like a little dust circle from where you had taken a few sort of little, like, you know, little urns and a couple of little golden trinkets.
Yes.
But no one yet seems to have actually recognized that they've been moved or anything.
All right, good.
You sort of have taken a couple of other sort of corridors and hallways until you eventually sort of end up at these big double doors, which the servant Tolos opens, and you see Nobleman Amar sort of sitting in a very luxurious leaning back chair, you know, with a sort of a nice fancy desk and like wide bookshelves sort of all along the room. The heroes of the night, welcome, please come in.
Thanks. That was quite a party you hosted. Thank you.
It was many thanks to the entertainment that you brought along with you.
Of course.
We do as we best.
Mm-hmm. No, well, I wish to thank you again for the wonderful evening. I wanted to make sure that all the funds from the Anagathics have been entered into your account. And from a gameplay perspective,
they have been.
Yes.
So were they actually entered into the account? Yes. Passed it off? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so from a like digital currency perspective, yes. Exchange has been done, or the receipt is there, basically, yeah. Because everything sort of still has to travel at the speed of light, obviously, you know, it's a little bit like the original check-based system. So until that information actually gets spread between other systems, you know, they say, yes, these people do have a credit of $30,000 for this exchange. You know, you have to sort of wait for it to catch up to you sometimes as well, which is a little bit tricky.
So we won't jump too many systems in one go.
Well, you just have to wait for it to go through. Like it goes pretty quickly between systems and stuff like that. But it's just something to keep in mind. So obviously if you jump really, really far away, you know, sort of stuff like that, especially for really large amounts of currency.
Okay.
So no one spend anything too extravagant while we don't have the money.
What about buying more drugs, though?
True. That is always an option, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes, so the nobleman sort of continues. I thank you very much for coming and attending the evening. It was most enjoyable. I had to ask, what are your plans next on the planet?
We didn't really have too many other plans. We mostly intended to kick around for a bit and then take off.
No,
possibly heading towards Saxy.
Would you believe us if we said that we had no other goal but to sell drugs when we came to this planet?
Based on what I saw last night, that wouldn't surprise me.
Do you see any more drugs in our inventory?
From a gameplay perspective, I think you guys still have the just sort of, I think there's a small amount just of like numerous other drugs, as well. Just the party, generic party drugs as well.
Yeah.
That you still have access to, that you could still offload, but obviously that would have to be more at a street level than sort of in a nobleman level.
Yeah, we should be able to get rid of those in Downport.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Philip, Bradley took the drugs from your pockets.
You son of a bitch! Those are my drugs!
They were very awesome. Thank you very much.
So I will greatly roleplay the fact that whilst I have lost my drugs, I don't know who, because I was obviously so. I'm suspicious of everyone.
Fair enough.
Money. Which you can use it for goods and to trade for goods and services, like war drugs.
Now that's a service I can get behind.
Now, I will remind you, so Philip got the contact information of a sort of a well-known sort of drug distributor in the town of Nysiri. So that's Cantu Grove that you got the information from. When you were doing a sort of a little bit of research in Downport, when you were there a couple of days ago. So you sort of have a, you know, basic contact information of who you can try and get in touch with to actually distribute some drugs. Where I was up to, so yeah, you're familiar with the contact that you were given, which was Cantu Grove in the town of Nasseri.
Cantu Grove. So yeah. We're not quite sure of our plans. We do have another contact to sell some other recreational substances on the planet, but do you have any work or tasks that you might need a skilled group of entertainers/murderers to?
Entertainers/murderers, you say? No.
We're drug dealers and potential smugglers as well, if that helps.
Well,
like a lot, so lots of fur I can hide stuff in.
I might need your services in the future, but let me consider it. Let me ponder it for a while. Should I need your services, I will reach out to you.
Oh, pleasure. Look forward to your contact.
Wonderful. But please enjoy the estate. I'm sure my servant Tolis has prepared some breakfast for you. So please, you know, follow the scent, and I'm sure he'll have a nice dish prepared.
Oh, excellent.
Thanks. Don't mind if I do.
I'm sure we'll be meeting each other again soon.
Of course.
Hope they got hotcakes.
And the the double wide doors open up, and you see Tolis sort of standing before you. Please, breakfast is prepared. And he sort of takes you through another sort of series of corridors and rooms, and you're eventually taken to a sort of a nice big sort of dining area with a variety of assortments. A few of the people that you met last night, a few of the other nobles, a few of the fighters are all sort of just there as well, all sort of recuperating, you know, lots of fresh fruit and stuff like that. Everyone's just sort of, you know, coming back together.
Yeah. Is the Aussie guy there?
What sort of condition are they in? Are they like bandaged and bruised?
They are not present, so.
Oh, okay.
I think fighters they look to
just like
Colin.
Batman non-lethal combat.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't kill him. We just knocked him unconscious.
I did shatter that guy's ribs, so.
Yeah.
With a pneumatic fist.
Yeah.
Right. I hungrily sit down at the table and just begin to chow down.
So
joining in chowing down.
We're talking about what, like fruit and like a good continental breakfast spread.
There is an assortment of foods. There's eggs. There's eggs. There's a whole assortment of you know, sort of different sort of meals catering to, you know, sort of different people. So there's usually something for everyone.
I'm going to pick the weirdest looking fruit on the table.
Sure. There's like a green, rooty, sort of almost like a vegetable type sort of dish that looks to have just been steamed.
Excellent. Tasty. Are there
any worms on this table?
There are no worms, no.
Thank God.
Definitely not a breakfast sort of dish.
Yeah.
You don't wake up in the morning and say, I feel like worms.
Sandworms like a delicacy, I imagine. Gritty. I chow down on all sorts of varieties of things on this table.
Everything you can get.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Like a buffet.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Well, a short time passes and everyone's bellies are quite full. Quite a few of the other nobles have sort of pondered off as well. They've gone back to their own sort of little vehicles. Some of them have sort of floating flyers, you know, just those sort of flying vehicles. Others just have ground-based vehicles. But a lot of them are sort of departed. A few of them are planning to stick around, just seeing if the celebrations will continue for another night. The nobleman is known to, you know, have parties that go on for several nights. But yes, you are free to do as you wish.
Right. Well, I say we head off and maybe go through Nasseri.
Nasseri.
Yeah.
Find our contact on our way back to Downport, and
What was the contact's name again?
Cantu Grove.
Excellent.
Yes, as you exit the noble estate, you find your parked land vehicle exactly where you left it. So it hasn't.
Excellent.
Oh my god.
I was worried this was going to turn into a dude, where's my car?
Well, I'm going to hop in the front seat, because I don't think Philip is quite ready enough to drive yet from last night.
How dare
so.
You? I recover quite quickly, I'll have you know, and then I immediately throw up.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I'll take second shift then, don't worry.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, hop in.
Jump.
All right, so you feel that you're mostly, you know, sort of comfortable with the lighter gravity on the planet, but I'll still take a driving check from you if you can, please, just to see how you go with the, you know, just navigating the terrain.
Yeah, and what characteristics would I?
So 2d6, I'll take probably education if you can for me, and then use your drive skill.
So that's just a 10.
Yeah, 10. Yeah, no worries. So you're feeling quite comfortable now in the sort of lower gravity environment, and you feel you know that you can, you know, pretty well navigate sort of the dunes. You know, as you go over a couple of dunes, there's a lot of air time. So as you sort of get the car, just, you know, sort of bump. But you're quite comfortable with it. The distance you actually need to get to Nyseri is enough for sort of one sort of driving length. So you're actually able to drive most of the length there just on your own sort of. Yeah, without having to change drivers. So I will move you guys across to this area. Now, as you drive towards the town, you actually notice as you get a lot closer that there's sort of towards the outer sticks of town, there's quite a few what looks to be big mining equipment and big machinery out towards the sort of the edges of town. A lot of the town itself, a lot of the buildings are sort of, you know, dust covered. Obviously, there's a lot of dust and sand that gets into the town, and it's sort of covered sort of everything that you can sort of see. It looks to be a town of quite a few thousand people, so obviously there's quite a few people that live here, and it looks like it primarily sort of caters to a lot of the different sort of mining sites that are sort of in all directions around the town.
Excellent. I park the car somewhere in the middle of the town.
Sure. There's like a main stretch, you know, where there's sort of a few people sort of wandering about doing some business at the moment.
Yeah. Park on the street somewhere.
What type of people are we talking about? High class people, low class people, a bit of mix?
It looks to be more of a working class sort of town.
All right. So you mentioned obviously before that there's no direct communication thing, so all we have for this guy is just a name, essentially.
A name and sort of like a rough location of where you'd be able to find him. You're actually given an address of his business, so he actually runs a business outside of his drug trade. Apparently, dealing drugs isn't enough to make like a full-time wage, so who knew?
Jeez.
Well, who would have thought?
Let's see, this is the problem with low-law things, right? Because then there's no demand because it's so easy to get in. So a drug dealer has to work two jobs. It's rough.
It's very true. It's very true.
This wouldn't be an issue with a more conservative government. That's all.
What was the location, the rough location of Cantu?
You were given a business address, which is sort of from the main street, probably a couple of blocks away from town. But it's just a sort of directions to an air filter supply shop where Cantu works.
Ooh. Cool.
What's the name of the business?
Filters R Us.
Beautiful.
In that case, I'll probably drive towards his shop.
Sure.
Save us the walk.
Is it? Filters are us with just an R in the middle, or
yes.
Is it filters are
us? It is
filters air us.
Filters air us.
Sorry. Terrible.
It's good.
Yeah, I'll drive towards his address.
Sure. It only takes you a few more minutes, but you sort of park out towards another building that looks to be a little bit cleaner than a lot of the buildings around it. There do look to be quite a lot of sort of external, almost look to be like air conditioning units around the sort of the sides of the building. And it looks to be one of the sort of cleaner ones sort of along this stretch of town.
Mm-hmm. We'd hope so. It'd be an air filter business. Yeah. All right. Let's park the car.
Mm-hmm. Managed to park the handbrake.
Beautiful.
Cool. Tap out. Slam.
All right. You all exit the vehicle.
All right. So, you know, nice big door, automatic walk-in, that sort of deal. No security or anything roughing around.
There doesn't look to be any security for this sort of door, no. It's like a commercial sort of workshop, but it does look to have like a little sort of front entrance.
All right. Oh, well, Philip will like to walk in there, see what the go is.
Sure. And is everyone following as well?
Yeah, but I'm probably just going to peruse the shop rather than go over up to the counter to harass this poor guy.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll do the same.
I'll go up to the counter as well.
Concerned. Outside.
Fair enough. Bradley, you see it's a nice sort of crisp morning outside in town.
What a lovely morning outside.
Yeah. Quite a few people. Yeah, quite a few people walk around with a lot of them have either masks or some sort of just sort of like cloth around their face. Obviously, you know, it's quite a bit of dust and sand in the air.
These are clever people.
Yes, very, very smart to do so. You can even see sort of at a distance there's quite a few what looks to be the big sort of mining machinery that seems to be actually spinning up a lot of this sort of sand and debris sort of into the air. Obviously a lot of the townspeople have just come to accept this as a part of life. Yes. For those
just to aid my memory, what's the name of our vehicle? Like, is there like a model type or something?
I don't believe you guys have really... I don't think you guys have designated a name for it. The particular car that you guys have, you actually took from the planet of Ralhi. So it's actually a ground car, which is actually able to contain a vacuum. So you guys got that when you're on the Dome City, you remember? But it doesn't really have any particular sort of model, or if it was, it wouldn't be any sort of local model, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But it's large enough to comfortably fit, you know, half a dozen people, as well as about a ton of cargo, mostly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So some of us are in the building now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What sort of merchandise can I see? Are they mainly just like big sort of big units for designed for buildings, or are they also like personal devices?
There's a bit of a mixture. So there's quite a lot of them look to be more sort of commercial based. So obviously for larger sort of buildings and, you know, some vehicle based sort of filters. Then there are also a couple of smaller ones that, you know, could be used for sort of, you know, face applications or connecting them to sort of like a suit sort of thing. Yep.
Yeah, probably good in this town with all the dust around.
Definitely.
Especially for the asthmatics. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, geez, man, that hit close.
Sorry.
It's okay. No. I'm fine. So is there someone manning the counter?
You see a man with balding hair working behind the counter. Yes.
Is there a bell on the counter?
There is a bell, but it's right where the man is standing.
Excellent. I would like to walk up, ring the bell twice.
The man sort of... puts down what he's doing, and he looks towards you. Can I help you?
I say, my good man, do you sell any personal use masks for the deathless smell of this planet out of the air?
In that corner over there where that lady's standing, yeah.
Excellent. Philip will go over and grab a couple of them.
He goes back to what he was doing before and sort of continues packing away while you do that.
Excellent. With the two now little personal use masks, I assume they'll fit my face if I wanted to use them.
Yes.
So I'm going to put one on and then just sneeze violently.
I just shake my head like, oh my God.
Are you okay?
Yes. No, it's just a dust allergy. I put that mask down and take the other one I haven't used.
Good Lord.
I'm not associated with this man. I'm not associated with this man. I'm just going to head out of the shop.
I just continue, like, looking around.
Sure. You see more towards the back of the warehouse, there's more of a sort of like a, looks to be more of a sort of a bit of a commercial sort of setup. So obviously they, you know, within the building themselves, they actually sort of go and build the filters. So that's what you can sort of see from some sort of like through a window of a back door.
So now I'm at the counter
with the two sneezed in masks. Yes.
No, just the one non sneezed in mask.
Okay.
The sneezed in one's back there. I put it down. I say, I'll take this one. That one over there will need some cleaning.
Are you sure you don't want to buy that one?
I'm happy to pay for the cleaning. This one's less used.
Used by you.
Yes, but who knows who else has been touching?
Yeah, right. He picks up the filter that you did hand to him, and he brings it over to a sort of a little register on the counter and starts to dial in the numbers. So obviously you're not not from around here then.
I wouldn't say that, Cantu. I know the right people.
How do you know who I am?
Let's just say we have a common acquaintance. And he tells me that some of the things you sell aren't as clean as your masks.
I chuckle under my breath and walk up next to Philip. If you know what my man's saying.
Give me 5 minutes and meet me around the corner.
All right, boys. It's mugging or drug dealing time. Wait, did I finish up my sale? Can I take this mask?
Yes. Yeah. He continues sort of going through the process of transaction. The masks themselves are actually fairly cheap, so it only costs you about 25 credits to purchase it.
Excellent. I'll pay with a 50 and leave.
And not get your change?
Not get my change. I'm a ball. I don't need 50.
Oh, you're taking the mask.
I'm taking the mask. Just the one.
Sure.
I point out a really nice cloud formation to Jaxa.
Is that a cumulonimbus?
Cumulonimbus.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Fucking
nice cloud.
Storm's right. Coming.
Just so I remember, I have noted how much money I just spent on that mask.
You know, excellent.
Cash on hand.
Very good. I'm sure that definitely took a dent out of your 100,000 something credits that you have.
I don't want to count numbers, but apparently it's only 44,000, so I'm kind of a bit...
I'm sorry, only 44,000. Okay. No, that's fine.
Well, the mask just cost me 50 bucks. I won't get along with it. I keep spending.
Okay. Yes. Does everyone else exit the store as well?
I'm already outside. Out of sheer embarrassment.
Yeah.
I exit.
Okay. A few minutes pass, and you see a head sort of pop through, sort of around the corner of the store towards sort of not so much an alleyway, but sort of a space between buildings. You sort of see the bally man sort of poke his head out. Psst. He sort of waves you down, sort of.
Yeah.
I nudge Bradley and raise my hand up and wave. Wave at the drug dealer, Bradley!
Fuck the wave.
He quickly sort of ducks back behind the corner of the building.
Right there, chaps, let's get to it.
All right.
I'll take
I
the rear.
Stay where I am.
All right, who's approaching?
I follow Philip up to the deal.
I'll sure. stay with Bradley at the car.
Stay with Bradley at the car.
Yeah, okay. I'll walk behind the two people that have good combat skills.
all right.
Okay, you walk a short distance and you see Cantu. He's obviously still dressed in his sort of, you know, his work uniform that he has, and he's sort of obviously, you know, sort of just with a bit of a cloth, he's sort of just patting down his hands and everything like that. So what do you have for me?
Well, we have a few an assortment of stims and other, let's just say, party drugs that we would like to move.
Well, I reckon you've probably got a bit of a market in this town. What sort of quantity are we looking at here?
It's about a ton, isn't it? That's me questioning myself.
It divided between the other drugs that you had and the drugs that you've already used. So the anagathics you had, as well as some of the stims that you used at the party. There's sort of maybe just a little bit over about half a ton left of just random party drugs. But still quite a lot.
Let's just round it to half a ton and just round that, and we can keep whatever we want, whatever's on top of that for ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're looking for a responsible, trustworthy fence.
That's
move half a ton.
That's,
let's just say,
that's a lot of drugs.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever tried to drop a brick into a kiddie pool, and have you seen where the water goes?
All I'm drinking cocaine, perhaps.
That's a lot of drugs.
Well, no one said you had to move them all at once.
Hmm. Well, I do like the thought of it, though. That could keep me in business for a while. Maybe I could even quit this job.
Yeah, I hear
you're doing a very good service selling filters.
It's not my true passion. Drug dealing is my true passion.
Dropping bricks into kiddie pools.
This is true.
Oh, you never been to a skyscraper? Anyway.
Well, can I at least see the merchandise?
Yes. We point him out to the vehicle.
Come over to our car in a non-shady way.
check I'm not going to monkey you way.
The six of us
all just stand around this one guy. Yeah,
I pop up the boot.
Sure. And I'm assuming that there hasn't been any cleanup done. There's just like a random sort of like random sort of half a ton pile just of drugs.
Yeah,
just
like we've rummaged through it really messily and just slammed the boot off. Yeah. It's just a mess in there.
Space Maccas around it, you know. Really.
All the Happy Meal toys and...
Yeah. Only girl toys.
Yeah.
Oh. I collect those. Oh. That's something I need to be paying.
Backer. Yes. All right. So he looks... this looks like... fairly decent merchandise. Now, obviously, I know the first rule of drug dealing is to not question the source, but is this good product?
The local lord certainly likes it.
I hear that, Bradley.
And some of the stuff I've had was pretty good, too.
Yeah, we can vouch for it.
And what's your asking price?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Let's What's the usual say... fence for a single user around here?
For a single user?
Yeah.
A night of a good supply of drugs would cost them maybe 100, 200 credits?
Yeah.
Per person?
So, per person.
100,000 credits, maybe?
100? Oof, you're joking.
For a several years supply?
Oh, I'm not sure whether, you know... Where would the market go if everyone found out I had drugs all the time? My reputation as well. You know, like what happens if someone tries to steal the drugs? I would have to hire guards as well. So that's a lot of drugs to just take on.
Well, let's just say we could probably deal half for maybe 40,000 credits. We don't have to worry so much about long-term solutions.
Maybe. Mate. Oh, sorry, everyone. Yep.
Think of this more as your superannuation. This is your retirement drugs, all right? It's an opportunity to easily pull 200, 300,000 credit. And I'm telling you, for 100,000, that's a steal. If you got a 3x return on investment in any other investment you've engaged in, I think not. That outperforms the market and inflation. I'm telling you, severe financial gain.
Did a Sang want to roll a broker check? But thanks to Philip's enthusiastic speech, you can roll with a +2.
All right.
Ooh. Oh. Wait, so which one of us is doing that?
Oh, sorry. Saying, I think, as the actual broker.
Okay. Cool.
You're just the motivational speaker.
Excellent. Sales pitch.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, just get the dice roll up.
You're right.
Out of curiosity, on the character sheet, there's like role, skill, speciality, characteristic, DM. Is DM stand for dice modifier?
Yes.
Excellent.
So, we're only going to shift half the drugs. Is our plan to just keep the other half for emergency?
Oh, no, we're shifting the full set. Philip kind of made a nice little motivational speech.
Well, depending on your role, of course.
Yeah. not, I guess, unload half and then sell the other half somewhere else?
We could throw our own party.
Blackjack and hooks.
The biggest party this planet's ever seen.
If we throw our own party and then get people to pay to enter, and then we make a profit.
Yeah, it's just a cover charge. Just
invite all our friends and friends.
This is good.
Bring everyone together. Just to confirm, on this planet, our friends are that bunch of indigenous people who farm the worms and the nobles. Right?
Who hates indigenous people?
And now, you know, a drug dealer who also sells.
I was talking a system-wide.
Okay, Kegger, gotcha.
Cluster-wide party.
Fancy.
Because like,
right, is half a ton of drugs enough?
Okay. Yes. Sorry. Coming back. He ponders it for a moment. Look, I'll take half. I don't think I could take a whole half ton, but I think I could go with a few hundred kilos that I could probably offload over the next couple of years, which would keep me going for a while. If you could drop these off to my house this afternoon, I could send you 20,000 credits straight up.
All right, and we'll get the next 20,000 when we deliver.
You're a funny guy.
We all stare blankly at him.
I'm staring blankly at the clouds.
The clouds are very nice. There's a few mountains just off to the distance as well. They look really pretty.
Ah, beautiful.
Cool.
Only 20,000?
You're going to realize there's not a lot of... well, actually, I would say there actually is a bit of a demand. A lot of people have lost their jobs recently. Yeah. There's actually a mining site that just recently got sort of... shut down. So there's a lot of people without work at the moment.
Crash in the iron ore price will do that.
That's, you know, now there's actually a group of rogues that took over one of the sites. But regardless, anyway.
I'm sorry. No, I know where we're going.
That'll run the drug trade.
No, that's his problem.
Yeah.
Sell them to him for 20,000, go to the mine site, give them all the drugs, come back, buy them off him at a discount. Boom. Business, ladies and gentlemen. I don't say any of that out loud.
I mean, if he doesn't want to buy for the full asking price, then why not? Destabilize an economy? It sounds like a good idea.
It's like...
We only got 30K for the good stuff.
To be fair, though, that was only a few actual doses of Angathics, because that's how expensive they are.
Jeez.
Oh yeah.
So this is, you know, this is still like a fairly decent amount, but you gotta realize this is a very smallish planet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old mate probably doesn't even have 20,000 credits.
What do you reckon the reward is on capturing a drug dealer?
Oh gosh.
I probably reckon considering the amount that we have on us, it's probably not a good idea to be selling out a local dealer. Considering that we're like equivalent to the cartel in this case.
I was going to say, are you trying to say we should start a cartel?
I turn to the group and go, so should we take 20,000 for half and find another way to flog the rest, or?
I'm happy with 20K.
I'm happy with doing that.
Yeah. All right. I turn around to old mate and go, all right, 20 up front, we'll deliver a quarter of a ton to you later.
And I yell over the top, and have a set of masks ready for us at your place.
Deal. All right. It's a deal. Ponders for a moment and has a sort of a little digital pad that, you know, a lot of people use for sort of transactions between person to person. He wires the money to your, I'm going to just refer to it as a shared account, to make it gameplay purposes. It's a shared account. So,
so that's 20,000 by six. So it's a little over 3,000 credits each.
I'll just put it in the fund section as well.
The communal fund. What if we want to buy a timeshare?
Oh, no, don't.
There are timeshares on the planet. Don't forget.
We get a free meal.
And buying a timeshare?
We can use one of the houses in the mountains one day a year.
In 200 years when there's actually a good view. But anyway.
Terraform.
Yeah, so he comes back and he, okay, well, this is all well and good, but I've got to close up shop before I head home. So he scribbles on a sort of a bit of a piece of paper and he says, okay, meet me at this address in a couple of hours. I'll get the drugs off you.
All right, let's go there now and rob all this shit. You know, probably got good drugs.
Yeah, he probably does, doesn't he?
We can deliver his own drugs to him.
Oh my god! Yes!
Oh my gosh. Alright, he heads back in now. He heads back inside.
Alright. I pass the address on to Jexel.
Cool. Let's get in the car.
Whether or not we do actually go there to rob the place, I think it'd be good to scope it out before we go there.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Just in case he's not all he seems.
Mm-hmm. We rock up at a death fortress.
I plug the address into the GPS.
Sure. It's towards the other part of town. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's drive there.
Sure. Okay. In the vehicle, you all successfully drive to the other side of town. It takes you maybe about 10-15 minutes. A lot of the houses on this side of town are actually built into the dirt, so you can sort of imagine them sort of as hovels, with sort of a little bit of the house sticking up. But that's where a lot of people live, typically. So,
mm-hmm. Cool.
You see what looks to be a sort of half-dug-in house.
So it's like into a like a rocky mount?
Into the ground. So
oh, okay.
Think
so underground.
Almost like a desert-esque Hobbiton sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But still like still sort of modern, so to speak. So there's still windows and doors and everything, but a lot of them just choose to live sort of more so in the ground.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Like the moisture farmers of Tatooine. Yeah.
Correct.
Kind of like Tatooine.
No copyright infringement intended.
Sorry. Sweet. Are there any fences or any? How many entryways does the building have?
This particular building just seems to have the main door that you can see from the side. There's a couple of entry windows. It seems to be a fairly standard, just the house.
Would it be worth having a look in the house, do you reckon? Or should we just sit around and wait until he gets here?
So are there other buildings nearby? Is there like a high point we could set some guy up with a gun on? Or, you know,
this is like a typical sort of neighborhood. So, I mean, there's a few high points, maybe like a sort of a hill, but nothing out of the ordinary for sort of just like a regular neighborhood.
Okay. Wait, are we talking like suburbs, like house to house to house to house, or you know, like
yeah,
you can
there's
see
a
the
little bit
house.
Of there's a little bit of spacing between the sort of the houses, yeah. So not quite like full on suburbia, but you know, they're still sort of you know populated.
And yeah, so to say, very deserty, nothing amazing staring out around the landscape.
Not anything that immediately comes to mind, other than the you know, in all directions, there's usually a mining site you can usually see with some big equipment.
Okay, so it's like Western Australia.
Essentially, yes. Home sweet home.
Home sweet home. Alright. Oh well, boys, what do we think? And lady.
I reckon maybe we have a little scope out. I'll get out and do a little bit of snooping, but don't want to get too involved just in case we get spotted. So I'm going to get out of the car and go have a snoop around the property. And just kind of a investigation to see if there's anything that sticks out as a red flag.
Sure. I will take from you an investigate check. You have the skill?
I do not, but I could probably still roll for it anyway.
You can, you just probably have to be with the minus two disadvantage.
Yep, and that would be a probably
I would intellect. Take an intellect from that, yes.
Yeah, okay, so just a minus one on that then. Six.
Okay. Nothing immediately sticks out of the ordinary. Obviously, it looks like a fairly standard sort of, you know, house. Obviously, it's got very good quality filters. Obviously, he takes pride in his work. But you don't see anything from the exterior of the building that looks to be anything sort of out of place. Looking through the windows, it seems to be a fairly standard sort of house. It looks to have live by himself, so he doesn't have anyone there other than himself. But it doesn't look to be anything out of the ordinary.
All right, well, I'm going to head back to the car and get in. And all right, it looks fairly typical. No red flags on the outside. I had a little geese inside, but I don't know, I reckon we're dealing pretty straight here.
Cool.
All right, so how much time do we have to wait?
There's probably about another hour or so before you agreed to meet him at his house.
All right, well, I would like to put on my mask, go for a little walk around the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
See if I can steal anyone's pets.
You can certainly attempt to if you like.
Oh, excellent. What type of animals are there on my walk?
Okay, so go for a bit of a standard walk. You can see there's a few sort of small creatures. Most of them sort of seem to be imported dogs and cats. So there's a few sort of standard ones just running around in some yards. Nothing alien-esque that you can see so far.
No, that's fine. I'm just looking for a dog. You know, is there any obvious sign that these people are home? Are they still at work? You know,
I'd probably take an investigate check from yourself if you wanted to look into it further, or like see if you could see anyone through the windows or anything like that.
Yeah. How do I do an investigate check?
Do you have the skill?
Yeah, potentially not.
Okay. So if you don't have the skill, yes, you can still roll, but you roll with a minus two disadvantage to basically indicate.
With my picks, can I use recon?
I'll take a recon.
Feel free to say no.
No, depending on how you want to use it, I'd probably take it. It's not so much investigating into it, but more so to look around, I'd say. So I'll take it. Probably with an intellect as well for it.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so that's a zero across the board for me. So I will be rolling a whatever it is. So if I have a modifier of zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then I hit submit, and it pops up on the previous track. Boom, 7 out of 3. That's a 10.
Okay. Yes, there's a particular house probably about 50 meters down the street, so everyone in the car can still see you skulking around into this sort of neighbor's yard. It does not look to be, from what you can tell, that there's signs of anyone home. There's no, you know, even though there's a lot of dust flowing through, there doesn't look to be any sort of car tracks or anything onto the particular property that you're on.
Beautiful.
And there's just a small sort of, sort of yapping dog with a small sort of fence around this property.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. What other skills do I have that might help me convince the small yappy dog that I'm afraid? What about gun combat? No, I'm joking. Okay, I assume persuade won't work on a dog.
And you'll have to excuse me because my neighbor is for some reason banging on the shed door. Which is very odd.
You mean shed wall?
Shed wall. It's very strange.
Shed door would be.
I don't think we've been that loud, are we?
Oh god, he's in the shed.
How dare you talk calmly?
I know. Anyway.
So can I attempt to persuade the dog to like come over and get within arm's reach?
If you want to explain to me how you intend to do it, sure.
So if I sort of go, "Hey boy, hey boy." And I'm holding out my hand like I've got a treat. I don't have a treat. So like, I'm like, oh, come on.
Tell you what, give me just a social standing check.
A social standing
check. So 2d6 plus social. How social 2D6. Are you with dogs?
I have a plus one modifier on my social, I think.
Sure.
Look, I'm just clicking buttons. So if that, oh man, is that an 11 and a 5? How is that right? Am I wrong? Oh, 2d6. Oh, okay. Yep, good. I think the dog likes me.
Oh my god.
That's actually an interesting roll thing. Roll 20 must have changed how they do it.
I'm just clicking on the buttons in the skills tree.
Right.
So, yeah, if you think that it's not being correct, then feel free to adjust
it. No, that's cool though. That's cool. So 2d6 plus social plus 1, 6, 3 plus... Wait, how does that work?
So at the top, if you're looking at the character thing, I clicked social and then hit a modifier of 1.
Uh-huh.
Is that, and then I hit submit, and that's the result. So I'll do it again, just as a proof of concept, and there's a 7 and a 1. Wow.
7 and a 1. So I think that's two different things, I think, from what I can tell. So the roll itself is 7, I think. So you're rolling a 2 and a 3, and then plus 1, and then plus 1 again, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. So with that in mind, I'll please keep my original social roll?
I'll take the original roll, that's fine, that's no worries.
Excellent.
You're able to successfully get the dog to come closer to you, yes.
All right. What type of check would I need to do to try and grab the dog?
Probably a grapple.
Grapple. Excellent.
There was lots of grappling last session as well. So you missed that, but it was definitely part of it.
Okay. Now, is grapple a skill? Because I don't have grapple.
It's like an attack sort of thing.
It's a melee attack, but you choose to grapple instead.
Okay. Well, this is where it all goes downhill because my melee is not great.
Mm.
So if I use my blade, I have a skill level of 2 with my blade, and then a modifier of minus 1, which leads to a total of positive 1.
Mm. I think technically it was a melee unarmed.
Yeah, you don't use your a weapon to grapple, I believe. I like the enthusiasm.
I'm learning, that's all. I think it'll be a minus 1 modifier.
Okay, let me just grab up the stats to just confirm that it's what will be. I can get the information.
I think I've got melee dexterity based, and my modifier is a minus 1. Sorry for railroading the session into me stealing a dog. Feel a bit bad.
I'm just trying to figure out what the purpose is, but I guess we'll find out. So, to grapple an enemy, you must make an opposed melee unarmed check against the target. So, do you have any melee unarmed?
Let me check my character sheet. I might not have.
No, while you do that, I'm going to roll for the dog. The dog gets a chance to go against the grapple. That makes sense.
It makes sense. It's trying to run away. Yeah. I'm trying to be quick. I do not know where my original character sheet is.
Well, I have a copy of yours, so I can check for you if you like.
That would be great, because I've clearly added things to the character sheet and the thing, but I might not have added one if I saw that it was blank.
So you have melee blade 2, which is fine. Because you have that specialty, that grants you the ability to do other melee checks just with 0. Does that sound about right?
I haven't got the rules up.
No, but I think that sounds about right, I believe, off the top of my head. Because you can do other specialties as 0.
Okay. So a modifier of 0 on this melee roll.
As well as your, because it's melee,
minus 1 for my dexterity?
Quite possibly. Let me just go over the stats.
I should be...
You can actually choose strength or dexterity for melee attack.
Well, I will choose dexterity. They're both minus 1s.
Ah, perfect.
So a minus 1 in the end.
Yeah.
All right, submit. Let's find out. I catch the dog?
You have to beat at least an 8.
Oh, that's a 9.
Oh, there you go.
Give me that dog.
You've successfully grappled the small dog.
Okay, I'd like to pat him and calm him down a little bit.
He's not calming down, but he's still in your hands.
Well, excellent. Well, I'd like to carry that bad boy back to the car. Oh. Companion.
No.
If I, the most uncommon. Yeah.
Aren't you meant to be like a nice politician?
I love a good dog. They reminded me of my childhood.
I lock the car.
Oh, man.
We're central locking.
Okay. You managed to lock the car before you lock it back. Mm-hmm.
So my character, right?
Yep.
So he started off as an entertainer and yep. ended up in politics. He's a bit of a dick and he messes around with drugs. I think I'm role-playing Donald Trump.
have you injected bleach into yourself yet?
I haven't injected bleach yet, but I got pretty close with those drugs, didn't I? I'm getting there.
I can certainly give you something to inject into yourself if you wish.
Oh, holy shit. Okay. Do we have access to any drugs that would help sedate the dog?
That drug.
Yeah.
I'm okay with test subjects if you want to just try some things. My biology science background.
This is someone's dog. What are you doing?
No, not into the dog.
Somebody's dog. It's my dog. I own it.
I just saw you take it from someone's house.
Jaxa has now locked the vehicle.
If I can successfully grapple something, it belongs to me. That is the undeniable law of you.
That is not how the world works, Philip.
So you want to grapple me for it?
I would like to grapple Philip.
You're supposed to put something in return, like in the Mistborn series, there's the guy who like trades his hat for things.
Oh man, nice.
And by trade, it means steals expensive things.
I would fight you for it, Philip.
No, Bradley wants to grapple me for it.
To grapple Philip.
Alright, I will allow you to roll to grapple. So, were you rolling with any modifiers for that, for Bradley?
Plus one and a negative one.
Ah, okay. Alright, Philip, you will have to do an opposed grapple check. Have to, again, roll 2d6, and then I believe...
What's your roll a 9 again?
Was that a 0 again?
With a dex? It's actually a 9.
Oh, okay, there you go, so that's 9. So you have to beat a 9.
Okay, so hear me out.
Yep.
I have a 0 and the same grapple as I did last time, yeah. Is that what I'm doing? Or was it a minus 1?
I believe it was a minus 1, right?
Well, we can confirm.
So
it was a minus 1. Okay. Okay.
Melee unarmed.
Yep.
Minus 1. Yeah.
There we go. That roll? There we go. 4. Damn you!
With the dog already in your arms, you are not able to repel Bradley's grapple. He is now grappling you, and you are grappling the dog.
Now
it's like grab the conga line.
How much do you want the dog?
A lot.
All right. Why don't you go ask the neighbor for the dog instead of just stealing it?
But they're not home.
Well, why don't we sell these drugs and then come back and say, look, we've got half a ton of drugs for you. Give me your dog.
Can I keep the dog till then?
No, the dog needs collateral.
Why?
He's going to miss his family. But when you sell the drugs and buy the dog, you'll become his family. That's how these things work.
Mm-hmm.
He's better than family. He's my friend. My grapple friend.
Well, I'm not going to let you go till you let the dog go.
Oh, we can
so unless you
want to
lock up in this guy's house. Cuddling a dog, me cuddling you.
Which
I suggest you put the dog down.
Do you know who you're talking to right now? That sounds like the ideal drug deal to me.
Well, let's go sell these drugs and then sell these other drugs and buy a dog.
Yay!
I don't release the grapple.
Okay.
I don't release the dog.
What time is it now?
There's probably about another 30 minutes or so before he's expected to arrive. It's going to be
we've got time.
Oh my god.
I start bargaining with Bradley. Look, I'll let you keep him on weekends.
I don't need a dog. What are you going to feed it?
Drugs? Bye! I release the grapple on the dog.
Okay. Do you, by that, do you mean you place it on the ground or you just sort of drop it?
Well, can I place it on the ground with someone putting me in it, I presume?
I couple? Let you put it on the ground.
Then yes, you're able to put it on the ground.
Can I run away with the dog? All right, now I'm done.
It quickly scatters off back to the house where it was taken from.
If you realize you just cost us a Pomeranian.